This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. They tell you in radio training, early on actually in radio training, that it's never a good idea to use a lot of numbers in your stories. It's tough for people to keep up, they say. But the news is what the news is, so I'm just going to speak real slow-like for a minute here and tell you that the going rate for one American dollar today was 6.3868 Chinese yuan. Take my word for it that that puts the devaluation of the renminbi, as it's known, at 3.5% over just the past 2 days. You roll that in with some not great economic data out from Beijing today and the idea that we started with yesterday on this program that this is a global economy we're playing in, y'all, and you might thus fairly wonder, what does this all mean for us? Marketplace's Sabri Benishore starts us off.
The natural worry about a devaluation, especially out of China, is that it's going to directly hurt American exporters. Well, that ship has sailed. That ship has crashed and sunk, and we are no longer on that ship.
We compete much more with Europe and Japan than we do directly with China.
David Dollar is senior fellow at the Brookings Institution.
And our currency has appreciated something like 20 or 30% against the yen or the euro. So then this little bit of Chinese devaluation, you know, that's pretty small on top of that.
But what if the devaluation signifies a sharper slowdown in China than expected? Maybe Chinese leaders know something we don't.
What has markets a little more concerned here is that they feel if China is doing this, then things must be really bad in China.
Scott Sumner directs the program on monetary policy at the Mercatus Center.
China is a major commodity importer, so it affects countries like Brazil and Australia that sell commodities. It also affects countries like Germany that sell things like automobiles to China.
All of those countries buy things from us. If they're dragged down with China, we could feel it in our exports. On the other hand, for U.S. consumers and businesses who buy from China, devaluation's great. Prices will go down. On the third hand, the Federal Reserve wants to see prices rise so it can raise interest rates. Steve Kaplan teaches at GW University.
If there are more pressures coming from China and more deflation coming, that could perhaps postpone this interest rate hike that people have been expecting toward the end of this year.
So take your pick of economic ripples coming out of China. Which of them will actually make a splash? We don't know yet. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.